We've got a poll going. We've got our Insta poll, and it says, do you believe it was right for WikiLeaks to release thousands of classified and secret documents? And people are voting right now, Alex. And right now, about 56% say, yes, the public has a right to know. 20% say, no, such releases damage national security. And then another 23% said, I'm in the middle. I'm in favor of more openness, but WikiLeaks took it too far. You've been looking at this story since it's been breaking, and then way before that. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the founder. This guy, Alex, is either a monster or these people are out to frame him. What is it?
Well, I've done deep research on it, and just to comment on what you previously said, we've had a national security state since 1947. The CIA and 15 other secret agencies have gotten trillions of dollars, hundreds of billions a year. They've operated in total secrecy, and we know that's a recipe for corruption. And more, they don't even honor the Freedom of Information Act request that were set up in 47 so that people could find out what was really happening. So overall, I do support more coming out because justice needs to be done. May the heavens fall. But on the subject of Julian Assange, we've done the deep research, and I've talked to a wide spectrum of people, formerly with the NSA, CIA, you name it, and we have a timeline here. But first, I want to say this: Julian Assange is being framed. He is being set up. He is innocent. It's public. The arrest warrant is public. He spent two nights with two women, both of which are connected to the CIA, one of which clearly worked with them. This is even mainstream news in Cuba, of all places. Is a radical feminist who believes all sex is rape and has written public websites about how to basically frame men. That is mainstream news. We have an article boiling it down at prisonplanet.com. titled Assange Set Up by the CIA Operative. But that said, it is not rape or molestation to have intercourse with women, and then they say later you didn't use a condom. And it's on record in Sky Television, even AP, that these women on their Twitter and other feeds celebrated their conquest of Assange, had a party for him the next day, and then after he left, basically set him up. So that said, we've got arrest warrants in Europe for multi-billionaire bankers that are living in England, but they're not being extradited. But you notice that Assange, this was first thrown out by the court there in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
The judge reportedly laughed at it. But they do teach on college campuses that, you know, men are pure evil and that any form of intercourse is rape. So according to this hyper politically correct system, he deserves it. I guess half the men in America or more who've ever had intercourse without a prophylactic are, I guess, now rapists. But, you know, this is a new standard in thought crimes. But the media has told us he is the founder, and he certainly is the playboy front wearing fancy suits and aviator sunglasses. But we've done deep research. Guess who the founder of WikiLeaks? I did a LexisNexis on this last week, did more research tonight. Guess, George, who the real founder of WikiLeaks? The first time in print we hear about it, the first time we see anybody discuss it.
So let me add, let's rule this. It's not those dissident Chinese, right?
Well, no, you hit the nail on the head. It's Cass Sunstein, who openly has written white papers for the White House saying that they would infiltrate alternative media to discredit it, that they want to arrest people that question man-made global warming, doesn't matter how cold it is in Cancun, that they would ban anyone talking about 9/11 truth. I mean, even if you disagree with 9/11 truth, still you should agree with their right to free speech. But exactly. No, Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are, we've now got one of the commissioner of the FCC on BBC saying that free talk radio and free speech has been a, quote, aberration, and they are going to shut it down. So they're moving very quickly because they know we're waking up against free speech. And here's the big announcement. This is the digital 9/11 for the Internet. They want to pass the cybersecurity to give the White House and the executive the, quote, Internet kill switch. They've got new legislation in place. They're calling the Patriot Act for the Internet, taxation, regulation, web IDs, a total iron curtain over the alternative press that is empowering, you know, truthful, honest, thought-provoking media investigators like yourself and myself and countless others, George. This is going to be used as a digital 9/11. Julian Assange, the media has told us, is the founder. Now I'm all for resisting communist Chinese dictatorship, but our big corporations, our government, they're over there. And it's come out, it's well documented that these exact Chinese dissidents that were involved in the founding of WikiLeaks with Cass Sunstein are known Pentagon/CIA operatives. Now, they started with Cass Sunstein 4 years ago. First mainstream mention, Washington Post, I have the article, Brave New Wiki World, written by Cass Sunstein, Mr. Censor, telling us he would infiltrate the internet and put out links to shut down the internet. See, they think we're too dumb to track them. February 24, 2007. Now, it gets worse. Morton Halperin, tied into the CIA and all these groups, he was involved in the Pentagon Papers with Daniel Ellsberg, who was also accused of sexual miscreant things that turned out to not be true. So it's the same shake-and-bake operation where they have somebody put it out, then they try to burn, and I even have the Nixon tapes on this, the person who well-meaningly was given the information. It's the same thing with Julian Assange. Now, continuing, Mr. Halperin is on record, the head of the Open Society Foundation. This is stuff Glenn Beck talks about all day, and it's actually true, but I've been covering it for a year. I'm glad he's just now getting around to it last week because this is now coming out. Is George Soros's right-hand man, and these are the same people promoting all these different Media Matters front groups and others, openly calling to shut down talk radio, to shut down any type of free speech. So you've got Halperin, but it gets worse. We've got Leslie Gelb, G-E-L-B, the former president of the CFR, someone who openly calls for world government, the former president of the CFR. He's the
Council on Foreign Relations.
Yeah, Council on Foreign Relations, sworn to destroy U.S. sovereignty, total push for world government. You have him involved with WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. So these are the people intimately involved in the Open Society Foundation funding WikiLeaks, and so they've got this young 39-year-old guy. He's a hacker who a decade or so ago got busted. The government admits they go in and hire these people and say you're going to prison or you can work with us. The analogy is just like when they catch somebody card counting or cheating the different games in Las Vegas, they a lot of times will say, look, you can work for us or you can go to prison. Well, the government and others hire these hackers. They hire Assange, kind of like a Lee Harvey Oswald, so they can then flush him down the commode later. And, you know, Assange is completely innocent. It was laughed out of court the first time until the EU itself put out the newest arrest warrant. He goes to Scotland Yard himself, and he says, look, it's all over the news. You know, I had I didn't wear a condom. Now he's being held without bond. I mean, they release murderers on $500,000 million.
And what's even stranger, Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, they're all dumping him as a funding source. And yet these same companies are fronting porn sites and everything else, Alex.
Oh, it's amazing, George. But, I mean, look, they're not shutting down the Council on Foreign Relations, PayPal. They're not shutting down George Soros' Open Society Foundations. I mean, folks, what I'm telling you here is not rumor. This is a fact. So this poor guy, this young playboy who they busted a decade ago for hacking, he admits that. They bring him in. He gets recruited. He's hanging around with the president of the CFR, now president emeritus. He's hanging around with all these other super high-powered right-hand man of George Soros, Mr. Halperin. Morton Halperin. I mean, you cannot make this up. Now, I interviewed and talked to experts, formerly with the NSA and others, who a year ago told me all of this about WikiLeaks, that he was going to be set up, that it was going to be used to start curtailing the internet and free speech, and that after he got busted, then they would release a bunch of documents going after Bank of America, Citibank, and others that are the enemies of Soros. So this is the mega six banks actually fighting with each other. This is rogue elements within the government. Notice when they busted Assange today, the dollar went back up briefly. I mean, this is global jockeying. And out of the tens of thousands of documents, almost all of it is basically internal propaganda being fed to people in the State Department